Found by the SGA Story Finders posters. Arranged by Lena Bean. I need help finding a story. What little I remember is, I'm looking for a story. I am looking for a fic. I am, of course, searching for a fic. I remember, trapped under some rubble, trapped under a lot of debris, Shepard and McKay are captured, Rodney and John are hurt. After Duranda, post-Trinity, they blow up a tree. If I recall, the team goes to a planet, and Rodney comes back wrong. I remember that if Rodney agreed to join his harem, if Rodney wrapped his tail around himself, if... So, hey, what's that story where John gets tired of Rodney dying, like, 3 times? McKay falls down, I think it's a hill? Rodney is lying unconscious on the kitchen floor. He is put in the brig. It features a Rodney who becomes an amnesiac. The only bit I remember is the scene in the infirmary. McKay gets zapped by some machine. Rodney and Taylor get zapped by something. Rodney gets turned into a woman but doesn't get turned back. From what I remember, McKay hasn't had coffee for some time due to some illness. There was a creature that was attached to him. Fuzzy on that. He woke up in the infirmary. John was a teenage patient. I lose stories very easily. It was really good. It was by one of the better writers. Well, Rodney is sick, and McKay's legs have been amputated, and he's dying of radiation poisoning, and Weir is carrying his child. And he told John he wanted to quit the team. John immediately told him, no, request denied. Something about being his commanding officer and not letting him quit the team. John says they're both consenting adults, and they like their sex rough, and so they had better get used to the idea of Rodney having bruises, and so on. It was well written. I know I read this one somewhere. This is driving me insane. John, I think, but they could be vice versa. I think John says it to Rodney, or vice versa. I swear, I'm not insane. It is part of a longer, angsty story, and, of course, the boys are together. In the end. All right, I'm looking for a fic. It was either McShep or Jen. Most definitely McShep. They were either in an established relationship or dancing around one. I just remember a lot of tension, maybe some angst. The important thing is they have sex. It's actually a very slow and lovely story. Rodney has had some sort of incident. There is an event between them. I hope someone out there knows what I'm talking about. It was McShep, and I think they were already in a relationship, or in the very beginnings of one. The story was McShep, and I don't honestly remember if they were in a relationship, or if it was. But I liked it, and I want to read it again. Anyway, John and Rodney are in a relationship. Kind of a friends with benefits type deal. I think John was actually busy being a mathematician, and not a soldier. I'm not sure if Taylor was part of the team. John had solved a problem on a math test. I think Ronan may have been there, too. I know there are some fics out there where John is smart. I know there's fic out there where he's really smart. John and Rodney had to do a lot of maths, by hand. They end up together with a kid. I am new in the live journal. I'm looking for 2 McSheps, both about back rubs. Shepard had wings. I don't remember if they grew or he was experimented on or what. But he learned to fly, but at the end. Can someone help me? I think it was McShep, but I wouldn't swear to it. Please, please help me. I recently read a story, like today, and what does that tell you about my mind? John suffers from an inner ear infection. I know it's rather vague, but I'm at my wit's end here. Sigh. The one where Shep is turned into a tiny pig. The one where John leads a secret mission to save over 100 puppies from a ritual sacrifice. And McKay commits suicide with the help of some lemon juice Shepherd brings to him. Wait, is it the vampire one? The one where McKay is turned into a puppy. It ends up with John and Rodney together. I'm almost sure I didn't imagine it. I know it's out there. I'm looking for a story, please. John is very polite, with guns, asking, I'm looking for a fic. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for the arranger. Otherwise, your instructions are to go read everything at that community, as I have just done. Thanks for listening.